This is quite a month for space stories. We've had anniversaries, we've had first evers, and we've had three stories already just this month. If you missed any of those days, go back and listen to the April 9th, 11th, and 12th edition. Hi, I'm Chris May, writer, producer, and host of This Day in Weather History from the Weather Network in Canada. On April 9th, we introduced the first seven astronauts ever in NASA. On the 11th, we relived the harrowing story of the Apollo 13 mission. And on the 12th, we launched the first ever space shuttle in the STS era. Today, we go back to the prep work that started the mission to the moon when the Ranger 4 launched to take pictures of its surface. This day in weather history. There is another story that we will perhaps cover next April 12th, and that will be the one behind Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin, who on that day became the first human in space, thus thwarting the Americans' quest to achieve that feat. And in the year 2021, we celebrated the 60th anniversary of that. But on that same day of April 12th, 1981, we celebrated the 40th anniversary of the first ever launch of the space shuttle. The space shuttle story was featured this year. On April 12th of 1961, Gagarin and the Soviet Union got the drop on the Cold War space race, beating both Alan Shepard to space and John Glenn to orbit. The President of the United States was... Okay, I'm going to keep it PG. The President of the United States at the time, we all know, was JFK, and it took him only a few days after the Soviet achievement to sit with Vice President Lyndon Johnson and draw up, or at that point probably just at least dream up, a, quote, space program that would deliver dramatic results and, more importantly, one the U.S. could have a guaranteed win in. A little over a month later, on May 25th, 1961, Kennedy stood before a joint session of Congress and called for human exploration to the moon. It went a little bit like this.
The dramatic achievements in space which occurred in recent weeks should have made clear to us all, as did the Sputnik in 1957, the impact of this adventure on the minds of men everywhere who are attempting to make a determination of which road they should take. Since early in my term, our efforts in space have been under review. With the advice of the Vice President, who is chairman of the National Space Council, we have examined where we are strong and where we are not, where we may succeed and where we may not. Now it is time to take longer strides, time for a great new American enterprise, time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth.
Remember that this day in weather history can be enjoyed a number of ways. Right now, you are listening to the full version of today's story on your favorite podcast provider, but there is also the daily podcast video short. They are shot right here in my podcast recording studio, so you get that perspective, and oftentimes they will include visuals from that day's event, from when it happened, in weather history. So after listening to the full story, go check out the podcast video short on television or online anytime at theweathernetwork.com/weather history. On Monday, April 23rd, 1962, NASA launched Ranger 4 into space. The Ranger 4 spacecraft was especially designed to collect data on interplanetary space, but more to the point, it was to photograph the moon up close and make a rough landing on the lunar surface. This was for reconnaissance for a future manned mission there, of course. The lander was part of a series of nine Rangers that were launched in the early 1960s to explore the moon in preparation for that ambitious plan set out by the president, and it would, for history, become the first American spacecraft to reach another celestial body. But, and this is why we do the things the way we do it before we put humans in space, there was a fatal malfunction on the spacecraft's onboard computer systems and rendered the Ranger 4's solar panels and nav system dead, and was therefore unable to activate properly. This had a few really bad side effects. Number one, the spacecraft was unable to carry out its science objectives. Number two, Ranger 4 crashed into the far side of the moon on April 26th of 1962. Oops. And I might add, at least number four got there. Check this out. Ranger 1 launched in August of 61. Ranger 2 launched in November of the same year. And they both failed at launch. Ranger 3 launched on January 26th of 1962 and missed the moon. But it was not until Ranger 7 did NASA experience their first fully successful mission, launching on July 28th of 64, sending back clear and useful images of the moon's surface to Earth. But 4 got there first. This day, weather history. Tomorrow is April 24th. We're going back to the year 2008, when a typical springtime combination of melting snow and heavy rain contributed to the worst flooding New Brunswick had seen in 35 years. I will be joined by meteorologist Aaron Wangstern for that one, so it's going to be packed with stories and info on this day in weather history. With me, I'll be there as well, your host, Chris May.